Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
As I've been praying, I feel like the Lord is really trying to get his body to come to the center of his will. And what I mean by that is we've been getting some prayer requests. I have personally this week. And let me just tell you, I do pray. When I get prayer requests, we do pray over them. And we love our partners. And but a few of my partners have let us know that they're really struggling it right now. And the theme, the common theme, whatever the circumstances, the common theme is there's a sense of hopelessness, a sense of weariness, and God is trying to get his bride ready and grounded in him. And so let me encourage you by saying that hopelessness is a natural emotion or expression or feeling that every one of us has to deal with. And as I've been praying, I am reminded of a scripture in Romans, and I am going to switch to a different computer screen. So if you see me looking off to the side, that's why. I'm in Romans 4, 17 and 18. And I actually preached on this on a Wednesday night in Lake Geneva, and it really blessed us all. Abraham is talking about the promises of God, and he was promised to be the father of many nations. And time went on, he got older, and he had to war against hopelessness. And the scripture really explains, there's a few keys that are released that will really help us. And the first one is Romans 4:18 says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as he had been told. And so I want to encourage you that there's two hopes there. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. And what that is saying is against my fleshly hope, against what I see the world viewpoint or what the world is speaking to me or how I'm holding on to the hope in the world, which let me just remind you, anything in the world will not last. What's birthed in the spirit is for eternity. And so that hope that Abraham is talking about, that he had a battle, is actually a natural hope, a sensual hope. And how he overcame that natural hope was through the grace of God. He actually, I'm going to read you some scripture here that is just really powerful, if I can find it. Hold on, I got to scroll down this. We blew this up and now I can't see it. Okay, so as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the presence of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not yet exist. The what not yet exist is the spiritual hope. So Abraham had to go against what he saw in the natural and pull in faith or pull by faith what was spoke to him by our Father in heaven. And so when he did that, he's actually calling life, eternal life, into the earthly situation. And what I mean by that is the word is full of descriptions and examples of how to overcome. And it's always through the word. We always win because we speak life into situations. One of the plans of the enemy is to get us to come in alignment with what things look like in the natural and then speak on it. And when we do that, it causes delay and decay because anything of the world, the earthly world, if it's not birthed by God, it's going to burn up. It's hay, wood, and stubble. And so I believe that when Abraham had a battle, his old age, his wife being barren, those were things in the natural. And in the natural, it's impossible. But because Abraham was a spirit man, born of the spirit, walked with God, he knew God, he was able to call things into being that were not. And he did that through faith or by faith. And I'm thinking of the scripture where we speak to the mountain. You know, oftentimes a situation in the natural may look hopeless because it's like a mountain. It's too big. But we have the authority to speak to the mountain and cast it into the sea. We have the authority to rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. And I feel like the season we're in is a growing season where we have to show up and listen by the Spirit and release by the Spirit life into situations. And if we don't do that, we are going to end up in bondage because the world is full of bondage. But we're seated in heavenly places, high above, all principalities, high above, where we have the authority and can walk in authority and then rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. Now, that's a great mystery. And if you hear me say that and have never experienced that, I'm going to ask you to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. Because too often, too many times, people believe that they can just speak a word because it's a promise in the Bible and expect it to happen or fulfill or be fulfilled. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus said, occupy till I come. That there's spiritual warfare out there and there's a battle going on. And whether you believe that or not doesn't make a difference. It's true. And Jesus released the keys to us to walk in victory, in peace, in love, all the days of our life on earth. Now that doesn't mean we're not gonna, that doesn't mean that we're gonna be perfect at this. We grow by grace. We grow by faith. We grow by exercising the word of God. And so some of you are in really serious challenges right now, but I want to challenge you to look to the word, look to the Father, and ask the Holy Spirit to release words, give you words to release into to your circumstances and situations, because those are seeds of life. And when they're birthed by the Spirit, they bring life because you are life in Christ. You have all things. And so some of you are struggling and you don't know what to do. I'm going to challenge you to back up and stop trying to push this thing through in the natural and sit and just worship Jesus. And it doesn't matter how bad it is out there. Just worship the King, because what happens is his peace opens up inside of you. We're all carriers of his peace and love. And so if you can make a decision, a conscious decision, to say, you know what, I know things are bad, but I'm going to choose to worship you, Lord. And as you begin to worship him and be thankful and grateful, you'll be amazed at what happens to the atmosphere. First of all, it responds to what you release. And what I mean by that, if you're thanking Jesus for life, for breath, for a house over your head, for health or whatever, as you do that, it creates an environment. The environment changes. It's an environment of life, living. You know, it's like heaven and earth touch. And so if you have never done that, I'm asking you to try that. Just try it for a couple minutes and see what happens. And then continue to build on that throughout the day, maybe three times a day. And every time your circumstance tries to push in on you, I'm going to challenge you to push in on Jesus and choose to believe that he's faithful and that he's already taken care of this. And then ask him the plan. Ask him what you should speak, what scripture. And then when he gives you it, do it. Oftentimes it's so simple. He'll speak to us so simply and he'll give us a key, but some people will tend to complicate it and say, well, it can't be that easy. It really is that easy. Faith is a child. That's all he requires. Faith is a child. And so some people will be like, I'm going to study that word. I'm going to look up the Hebrew meaning, the Greek meaning, and make a paper on it. You don't have to do that. Just faith is a child. It's okay to color outside the lines. It's okay to sit. You're not going to get in trouble. God loves you dearly. And he can't wait for you to come and sit and rest and worship him. He delights in that. And what will happen to your heart is it'll bring peace to you. And it's not about performance, and it's not about endurance. It's about just showing up like a little kid coming in and sitting on your dad's lap and saying, what's going on? Now, I know some of you guys haven't had great earthly relationships with your parents, and so it's caused some issues of trust. And if that's you, God loves you no matter what, and he will never hurt you. And if you struggle with trusting him, you know, I had issues with trust, and I asked Jesus to teach me how to trust him. Teach me what my issues are. Show me my issues and help me unlock them. And he really did. And today I walk in great joy and victory, but it wasn't always like that. It's a process. And so for those of who are still struggling with hopelessness, you're looking at a pile of bills. You don't know how to get your bills paid. You don't know where your next dime's coming from. I want to remind you one thing. You're looking at the wrong source. God loves you so much. He sowed his son to bring victory for you, to bring you into the fullness, into fellowship with him. And one of the things that Jesus died for is for you to walk in victory in every area. And if you need resurrection in your life, Jesus is the answer. You can't do it. All you have to do is call upon the grace. Some of you have been holding on to situations, and you're fearful to let go because of the what if. I want to remind you that God is the Almighty God. He created this world. He created systems in this world so that you can prosper and walk in victory. It won't come from a program. It won't come from a book. But it does come through relationship and understanding of the scriptures. So faith as a child, when you, whatever your situation is, if you're struggling with poverty, sickness, health, there's so many challenges out there today. These challenges are all designed. There's one common theme. And the theme is to hold on to Jesus. Our natural tendency is to figure it out on our own and just try to push through. But I'm going to tell you, surrender is the key. When you realize you don't have the answers, but he does, when you're stuck and you don't know who to trust, go to him. He'll never let you down. And if you can't hear his still small voice, his word is alive. His word has life in it. And our technology is so simple. I don't like to do this, but you could actually Google, if you're struggling with poverty, Google scriptures on prosperity. And you only need a couple. You start reading those scriptures a couple times a day. Make them short and read them and sit there and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you what this means. Because oftentimes we've got mindset issues or thinking problems where we think we know something, but God's been trying to get us to hear it in a different way. And so I like to come to him like a small child and say, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't understand what I need to know, but would you teach me? And he has found a way to teach me all the time. Sometimes I'm running too fast and I'm not hearing real clear. And then the next thing you know, I'll be brushing my teeth and there it is. The answer comes. So Holy Spirit knows how to get a hold of us and knows how to give us answers when we are even too busy for that. So I'm asking you to yield tonight to his presence. I'm asking you to yield tonight to your opinions. And I'm asking you to yield tonight to the way that you think you always do it or the way that you think you should do it, because his ways are higher. There's no caps or limitations in his kingdom. But where the caps come in, it's through our thinking systems or our belief systems. And it actually creates like a disturbance or turbulence in the spirit, because God wants to give us everything, wants us to have everything, but because we think we know, there's a block and he can't override our free will. And so I just want to encourage you that even Abraham had to do this. Now remember, Abraham walked with God. But yet he had to overcome his natural circumstances, his natural limitations, and rely on his grace, God's grace, to bring him over into the kingdom of the realm of heaven, where he could pull his faith, or pull the answer, or pull the direction that the Spirit wanted him to go. And that is laid out through Scripture over and over in many places. And I just want to encourage you, as the days go darker, our faith needs to go stronger. And for that to happen, we have to recognize the pulls in the earth that are causing us to sway to the left or sway to the right. And I'm talking about myself too. I have to monitor daily. Am I on my phone too much? Am I spending too much time having fun? Am I too much time on a work project? I can easily justify in my flesh why I do what I do, but ultimately I answer to my Father. And I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want to hear, well, you know, you've got so many hours on Facebook or whatever it is. I'm encouraging you. We all stumble in many ways, but we find our way in through the path of the Father. We find our way in through what Jesus released at the cross. And so if you're feeling blind and just not sure which way to go or how to go, call on the grace of Jesus. Call on Jesus. Jesus, I need your help. I'm so screwed up. I don't know how I got off the path, but would you help me? And when you do that, he is so faithful and just. And Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, the Comforter, he leads and guides us in all truth. He will come along, come inside, and cause things to come into correction, shall I say. Cause our path to come back into true center, the true north. And so if you are struggling, I know some of you are struggling with physical issues, I want to remind you what happened at the cross. The great transformation, what took place behind the cross, the healing. I'm talking about healing. Some of you have tried natural remedies. Some of you have been to the doctor and things are not looking good and the doctor's report is screaming one thing. I want to remind you about our Father Abraham, who couldn't have kids. He was too old. His wife was barren. And how did they do it? They did it through faith. I'm going to read this again. Therefore, this is 4:16, Romans 4:16. Therefore, the promise comes by faith so that it may rest on grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. That's us. I'm going to say it again. Therefore, the promise comes by faith. Now, so don't focus on the issue. Focus on the promise. The promise comes by faith. Are you struggling with sickness? Healing was purchased through the cross. How do you do that? How do you get that? By faith. How do you build faith? Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. What report are you listening to? Are you a little weak in healing faith? We all go through it. There are some good teachings. There's some good techniques. You know, you can immerse yourself in healing scriptures. Go to YouTube, type in healing scriptures, and put them on and pound that stuff into your ears. And what happens is it starts to drip into your heart. It starts to drip into your soul. And then when the symptom rises up, at the same time, a scripture bubbles up and you go, wait a minute. His stripes, I was healed. Migraine, go in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over my head. Sickness is not part of your blessing. It's not part of the covenant. And so if you're struggling with sickness, there's no condemnation here. We all go through this. We all have to battle. But who wins? Last man standing. And what I mean by that is if I'm struggling in an area of healing, and I have, you guys know me, I've been through this many times. And have I been successful every time? Nope. Not at all. I've blown it a few times, but it was never God's fault. It was always my faith. And now I'm not calling anybody out on faith or lack of faith, but what I am doing is I'm challenging you to build up your faith, build up yourself. Excuse me. So What I mean by that, if I'm struggling with a physical healing, there's a couple things I do. I speak to the body part. You know, I used to have a bum ankle, and I'd say, ankle, you're healed in the name of Jesus. Stiffness, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that my bones and ligaments are strong. They're healed, and my muscles are strong and healed. And if I got up and walked and my foot was dragging a little bit, I'd say, come on, foot, get moving. You're not dragging along. Get moving. Walk in wholeness. Walk in healing. And so I speak to my body parts, and what happens is they go, oh, and they line up. We have authority over our bodies. And so another thing is you have to get it down in your soul, you got to get it in your heart. And what I mean by that is I can have faith but be in doubt at the same time. I've had that happen many times. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. What I mean by that is there have been times when I know healing is for me, but I don't see it yet. And so sometimes I faint, get a little weary, and just come alongside of it and just lay down and say, ah, whatever. And then eventually I get up though. It's, you know, it's like, how long do I want to lay there? Do I want to walk in victory or not? And so I command my body to start moving. And for some of you, that may sound strange because you've never done this before, but I'm going to tell you, I've been healed of so many things. First of all, I didn't even know that healing was for us in this time. I thought we didn't have a choice over this. And when I learned the truth that Jesus paid the price for me to be whole, I started commanding wholeness and I started seeing wholeness. And so I can speak on this because I do believe and I have seen results and I've seen body parts move into place more than once in myself and other people's self. I've seen cancer healed and people delivered. And so I know this works. And I'm not calling out the ones where there seems to be a delay. I'm just saying, you know what? Faint not, because I know victory is here. And so sometimes we just have to push a little further. Sometimes we do need prayer backup, and we, you know, you send out a text, hey, struggling a little, could you pray for me? And then your prayer warriors come alongside and they help pray. Sometimes it's just old pure, you know, spiritual warfare, and it's not even a physical thing. In fact, a lot of times that's the case. And so if you're struggling with sickness, go to the root. Deal with the root of the, don't deal with the symptoms, deal with the root. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what the root is. Could you have an open door? Oftentimes, God doesn't give sickness. Let's just get that straight right now. God never causes people to get sick. That's not, he's full of love and life. Destruction's not any part of him. Now, who walks in destruction? Who walks in decay? That's the enemy. That's the enemy's camp. And sometimes healing is delayed because maybe we are in the enemy's camp. What I mean by that is sometimes we could maybe dabble a little bit in sin and well, nothing happened, so no one knows. Dabble a little more. And then the next thing you know, you're dealing with something and you're trying to figure out what it is and how you got there. You know, I can only speak from personally with addiction of alcohol and drugs. You know, the lure is pleasant for a minute, not even a minute. And the anybody who's used drugs knows the first hit, the first drink is, you know, that warm feeling. It only lasts less than 10 seconds. After that, you're captive. You've been in, you're under bondage. And so what happens is bondage takes over. And so if you're struggling, could you have opened a door to the enemy? And maybe you don't know what, maybe you don't even know that certain sin is, you know, of the enemy or certain lifestyles are from the enemy. We're living in a day where it's kind of hard to tell black from white and light from dark. But I'm telling you, God has already divided darkness from light. He did that. And so I'm just going to encourage you, if you've been dabbling in sin, if you've been dabbling in certain things that you know are not good for you, is it time for you to turn your back on that? You know, there's a scripture, one of my favorite scriptures is turn your back on sin. When you turn your back on sin, guess what happens? It loses a hold. It cannot hold on to you because your back is to it. But if your eyes are to it or your face is to it, if your heart is to it, you're still in the enemy's camp. And so I'm going to encourage you to turn your back on sin. Repent. Lord, I'm so sorry. I got sucked into this. I got tricked into this. I'm in bondage. I need help. When you cry out and ask for help, he will help you. He always reaches his hand in the fire and pulls people out. That's who he is. He's always giving life. And so that could be one reason why you haven't received your healing. Now, I have seen people who just repent get healed like that. And I've also seen people who have repented from, wickedness or darkness, and there's been a battle, a spiritual warfare, because the enemy doesn't want you to leave his camp. And so there's been, you have to battle it out. And how do you do that? Through scriptures. It is written, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me, I hear, do I condemn. There's many scriptures that you can speak, And so I'm encouraging you to hold fast to the word of God, which is always true and always brings victory. I know some of you have children struggling with healing on the kids. I just want to encourage you. I've been praying a lot for many people, actually. And let me also say, I'm getting lots of reports of victory too. So I'm not just saying life is bad out there. It's not. I'm seeing people get major breakthroughs with major revelation and major blessings pouring out on them. And it's because they're pressing in. I'm telling you, this is the time to be pressing in. And so for those of you that are struggling with little ones at home that are maybe getting colds and stuff like that, I want to encourage you. We're in a season where this may sound crazy, but germs are good and we need to build immunity. And, with all the sanitizing going on out there, maybe let your kid play in some dirt. Just kidding, but it might help. And so also, ask the Lord to show you the key. My kids were born premature. They had very weak lungs, bad eyes, blah, blah, blah. I kept speaking life over that stuff. I refused to believe the doctor's diagnostic reports. I would speak against them. I would break those reports. I'd say, I break those words in the name of Jesus. I break every diagnostic report, every report that doesn't line up with the healing power of Jesus Christ. I put under the blood of the Lamb. Your lungs are whole. Your ears are healed. Your eyes are perfect. Your immune system is strong. And I would speak that out loud. And did it happen instantly? Sometimes. Did it take a while? Sometimes. So I'm encouraging you not to measure against your neighbor, but use the word of God as your measuring stick. Use the word of God as your hope, because that is where your hope is found. It's not found on Google. It's not found through your friends. It is found through the word of God. And so to exercise faith, I was sitting by a kiddie pool yesterday. I was looking for a quiet place to go hang out, and there was nobody there. And for those of you who have been to a Wednesday night, you know about the tipping point of faith that I love the tipping point of faith. Faith is a substance, and it is in heaven everywhere. And it's tangible. You can pull it in from heaven down into earth. And God used a kiddie pool many years ago to teach me about the tipping point of faith. And how do you reach the tipping point in faith? How do you know when you've reached it? And he used the analogy of the water parks, the little kiddie water parks, with the water that drips into a big bucket. And then the bell goes off right before it's ready to splash over and everybody. And that's like the tipping point of faith. You speak the word, you speak the word, you speak the word, you speak the word. And pretty soon that bucket gets full, and then whew, faith comes. And so I was sitting at this little kiddie pool, and I was just hanging out, and there were a couple different water buckets. And I'm telling you, the revelation that came from that, it's probably hard to share because you weren't there, but I'm going to paint a picture. At the very beginning of the kiddie pool, there were two water guns, and they could be turned in any direction. And in the natural, they would probably try to spray the parents on the where the chairs are, or maybe spray the person across from them. But I looked at it as prayer warriors spraying through prayer, words, and the blood of Jesus at the enemy to protect the glory. And as I was looking at this, There was this huge barrel that would fill up, and it took a long time to fill up. But when it did, it splashed and it spun around and it went everywhere. And that was like the main focal point. And then right behind it was another water spout that was continually pouring down. So it was like the faith didn't just fill up and then tip over. It was faith was constantly coming down. And that was pretty amazing. And then off to the right of that, there were four little buckets that were shaped differently, and they would fill up and then tip over and spin. And as I was praying on that, the Lord was actually giving me a picture of what happens in meetings sometimes, and how the presence and the faith just is released in the room, and everybody gets wet in the spirit, and healings just happen. And with the four that were spinning around, they were anybody who would believe. So the key is anyone who believes, whosoever shall believe, shall have faith and release faith. And so there's a lot more to it, but I'm just telling you, faith is very simple and faith is very powerful. And the enemy is the one who always comes to try to steal it. And how he does it, he's just like he did in the beginning with Adam and Eve in the garden. Did God say? And what is he saying to you today? Is it true? How can you believe? Who do you trust? You know, I'm just telling you, those are seeds of doubt sown from the enemy to cause destruction and delay and decay. And I'm seeing right now those fire hose little things, and I'm seeing you holding one and shooting it at the enemy and just blasting him away. And how you do that, it is written, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Devil, go in the name of Jesus. We have to start to recognize when the enemy is speaking, when our soul is speaking, and then how to overcome it by the word of God.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.